Hi there. This is episode 398 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. The LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. And we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament. Track two is the New Testament. Every day we alternate those tracks, and every week I choose a different translation of the Bible to read. Also, we try to average about 10 minutes per show. Today we're back in the book of Revelation, and our chapters are 17 and 18. Translation this week is the New Life Version. Let's begin. Revelation chapter 17. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven jars came to me. He said, "Come, I will show you how the powerful woman who sells the use of her body will be punished. She sits on the many waters of the world. The kings of the earth have done sex sins with her. People of the world have been made drunk with the wine of her sex sins." I was carried away in the spirit by the angel to a desert. I saw a woman sitting on a red wild animal. It had seven heads and 10 horns. All over the red wild animal was written bad names which spoke against God. The woman was wearing purple and red clothes. She was wearing gold and pearls and stones worth much money. She had in her hand a gold cup full of sinful things from her sex sins. There was a name written on her forehead which had a secret meaning. It said, "The big and powerful Babylon, mother of all women who sell the use of their bodies, and mother of everything sinful of the earth." I looked at the woman. She was drunk with the blood of God's people and those who had been killed for telling about Jesus. When I saw her, I wondered very much. The angel asked me, "Why do you wonder? I will tell you the secret about this woman and the red wild animal that carries her. It is the red wild animal with seven heads and 10 horns. The red wild animal you saw was alive, but is now dead. He will come up from the hole without a bottom and be destroyed. The people of the earth, whose names have not been written in the book of life from the beginning of the world, will be surprised as they look at the red wild animal. He was alive, but not now, but will yet come. Here is where we need wisdom. The seven heads of the animal are mountains where the woman sits. They are seven kings also. Five of them are no longer kings. The sixth one is now king. The seventh one will be king, but only for a little while. The red wild animal that died is the eighth king. He belongs to the first seven kings, but he will be destroyed also. The 10 horns of the red wild animal which you saw are 10 kings. They have not become leaders yet, but they will be given the right and the power to lead their nations for 1 hour with the red wild animal. They agree to give the right and the power to the red wild animal. These kings will fight and make war with the Lamb, but the Lamb will win the war because he is Lord of lords and King of kings. His people are the called and chosen and faithful ones." Then the angel said to me, "You saw the waters where the woman who sold the use of her body is sitting. The waters are people and large groups of people and nations and languages. The 10 horns you saw and the red wild animal will hate the woman who sold the use of her body. They will take everything from her and even her clothes. They will eat her flesh and burn her with fire. God put in their minds a plan that would carry out his desire. They will agree to give their nation to the red wild animal until the words of God have been completed. The woman you saw is the big and powerful city that has power over the kings of the earth." Revelation chapter 18. Then I saw another angel coming down from heaven. He had much power. The earth was made bright with his shining greatness. He cried out with a loud voice, "The big and powerful city of Babylon is destroyed. Demons and every kind of unclean spirit live there. Unclean birds that are hated are there, for she gave her wine to the nations of the world. It was the wine of her desire for sex sins. The kings of the earth have done these sex sins with her. The men of the earth who buy and sell have become rich from the riches she received while living in sin." I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out from her, my people. Do not be a part of her sins, so you will not share her troubles. For her sins are as high as heaven. God is ready to punish her for her sins. Pay her back for what she has paid you. Give back to her twice as much for what she has done. In her own cup, give her twice as much as she gave. Give her as much trouble and suffering as the fun and the rich living she chose for herself. In her heart she says, I sit here like a queen. I am not a woman whose husband has died. I will never have sorrow. Because of this, troubles of death and sorrow and no food will come to her in one day. She will be burned with fire, for the Lord God is powerful. He is the one who says she is guilty. Then the kings of the earth will cry for her and be sorry when they see the smoke of her burning. They are the ones who did sex sins with her and lived as rich people. They stand a long way from her because they are afraid of her sufferings. They say, it is bad. It is bad for the big and powerful city of Babylon, for in 1 hour she is destroyed. The men of the earth who buy and sell are sorry for her and cry. They cry because there is no one to buy their things anymore. They sold gold and silver and stones worth much money and pearls. They sold fine linen and purple and red silk cloth. They sold all kinds of perfumed wood. They sold things made from the teeth of animals and things made from wood that cost much money. They sold brass and iron and stone. They sold spices and perfumes of all kinds. They sold wine and olive oil and fine flour and wheat. They sold cows and sheep and horses and wagons. They sold men who were not free, and they sold the lives of men. They say to her, all the good things you wanted so much are gone from you. Your riches are gone. The things you liked so much are gone. You will never have them again. The men of the earth who became rich by buying and selling in that city will stand a long way back because they are afraid of her sufferings. They will cry and have sorrow. They will say, it is bad. It is bad for that powerful city. She dressed in fine linen of purple and red. She covered herself with gold and pearls and stones worth much money, for in 1 hour her riches are destroyed. The captain of every ship and all who traveled on ships and all who worked on ships stood a long way back. They cried out as they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, has there ever been such a city as powerful as this one? They threw dirt on their heads. They cried out with much sorrow and said, it is bad. It is bad for the powerful city. She is the place where all those who owned ships on the sea became rich from all her riches. For in 1 hour everything is gone. Be full of joy because of her, O heaven. Be full of joy, you who belong to God and missionaries and early preachers. For God has punished her for what she did to you. Then a strong angel picked up a large stone like those used for grinding wheat. He threw it into the sea, saying, the big and strong city of Babylon will be thrown down like this. It will never be found again. The sound of those playing on harps and on flutes and on horns will not be heard in you again. No workman doing any kind of work will be found in you again. The sound of the grinding stone will not be heard in you again. No light will ever shine in you again. There will be no happy voices from a wedding heard in you. Your men who bought and sold were the most powerful on earth. You fooled people over all the world by your witchcraft. And in this city was found the blood of the early preachers and of those who belonged to God and of all those who had been killed on the earth. May God richly bless the reading of His Word. So, who is this great city, Babylon? The one who sinned greatly, caused others to sin, was rich and brought riches to those who threw in with her, and was drunk with the blood of God's people. I don't know. I can speculate, but I'm not going to. Today, I'm going to bring to your attention something that should bring encouragement to your heart. As I record this, the civilized world is still reeling from a series of attacks on Paris, Beirut, a Russian passenger jet that was leaving a city in Egypt, and another attack in Baghdad. These attacks were done by the group known as ISIS, an extremist Muslim organization. There's no doubt that they are evil incarnate. But they are just the latest high-profile evil entity. Throughout history, there have always been monstrous people and organizations. For a time, they seemed to prosper, but in every case, destruction was their end. As we see evil arise, we can take heart knowing that God will bring justice and judgment. Even the harlot of Babylon, whoever she may be, will be destroyed. We do not serve an impotent God. We do not serve a deaf God. We do not serve a heartless God. We serve a God who acts at the precisely perfect time. And when the time comes for judgment, it will come swiftly and surely. What do you think? If you'd like to leave a comment or a word of encouragement, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 398.lifespringmedia.com. Or you can tweet me at @_SteveWeb_. Be sure to subscribe to the Lifespring Family Audio Bible in your favorite podcast app. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thanks for being here. Bye.